Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin that's about 100 yards from my house, but if you walked up on me out here, you'd think we were in the middle of the wild somewhere. It's really nice to have a little spot to get away. I've got a campfire out front, and it's just like a little camp, but like I say, I can see the house through the trees. They're about 100 yards out. So that's where I'm at each week, usually, when I'm visiting with you. You know, I do a weekly newspaper column. It's in syndicated now in Texas in 41 different newspapers and a bunch of online publications as well. But the topic of my newspaper column often fuels the topic of this show, High Plains Outdoors. And such is the case this week. I had the chance to meet a gentleman who's become a new friend, instant friend, Mr. Coy Hirth. Now, Coy operates an operation that's called Slappy's Hog Trapping, kind of a comical name. And I told him that. He says, yeah, but Slappy's Hog Trapping is a name you won't forget. And he's right. Coy's a pretty sharp guy. But what he's doing is trapping hogs, getting the meat processed, and putting it on the table of folks that need it. And granted, this is not a statewide thing. He's working the counties southeast of Dallas and east, say, to maybe to Tyler, Texas. But his model that he's come up with for doing this could be used anywhere, and I hope more and more people in areas with lots of hogs will do it. What he did, he formed a nonprofit. Now, through the nonprofit, that opens him up to government grants that he can get for traps. There's cost involved in what he does, obviously. So, but as a nonprofit, you know, he gets the hogs, traps them, and a bunch of hogs. He's got, I think, 20-something traps. And I was with him on 7,000 acres not far from my house along the Trinity River, southeast of Dallas, where we watched him and helped him out a little bit. Traps actually a pen full of hogs there the morning that I was with him. We'll show a picture here on High Plains Public Radio of some of those hogs. But basically, you know, he has a normal job, working job, and he does this on the side. So he has to have some help, and he has to generate dollars. Now, anybody could do this. If they were listening, Amarillo, wherever you're at in hog country, you could do the same thing. Start the nonprofit. Now, to generate dollars, you know, companies, big ranches will pay you to remove hogs. So there's the way to make money with it, or to bring money in to cover the expenses. And I asked Coy while we were running these traps a few days ago, I said, how in the world do you get around to all of this? So he said, oh, I couldn't do this all by myself. So he has a team of guys, and he actually pays a couple of guys some money. It helps them out to help him run the traps, keep them baited. And he's made a deal with a local processor, which anyone could do, Kubi's Game Processing in Dallas, which is a well-known meat game processor. They grind the meat. They'll skin them and grind them for a very nominal fee. Coy gets the meat, and then I was wondering, how do you distribute the meat? Social media gets it done. He has a lot of followers, Slappy's Hog Trapping on Facebook and other social medias as well. But people just go right there, and he'll say, I'm going to be at a certain place at a certain time. Anyone interested in needing some meat? And he'll have a bunch of folks show up, and that's how he gets the meat to the people. So very, very interesting. I thought it was a good way. Hogs, pork, to me, has always had a value. And really, I've had a tough time here in Texas adjusting to the fact that so many of these hogs are just, you know, not utilized. But wild pork is, to me, it's better than venison. It's really great meat. And so the people are given ground meat, you know, wrapped ground meat ready to go. Pretty good idea. Folks, we're out of time. Wish we had more this time, but remember, catfishradio.org. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.